air. Today's game, Washington County Minor Softball versus Smithville, is made possible by Dahman & Associates, Whitson Lumber Company, Kiki Edmark, Glenn College, Hody Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Wellman Insurance, BBR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizens State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Kinder Tiles, Builders By and By, Coaches Insurance, K&H Clinical Toilets, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, La Morella's Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architectural, H-E-B in Brenham, Blisky Waterwell Service, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame, Waterburger in Brenham, Thielemann General Constructing, Brandit Graphics, Bank of Brenham, Cedal Schrader, Double D Glass Service, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, and Thrive Financial Group. We'll go to the field for your pregame with your host, Javier Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All righty, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports, and we are here in beautiful Elgin, Texas, getting ready for sectional softball. Little League All-Stars right now, it's minor softball. It's Washington County against Smithsville. Looks like the Smithsville Tigers, as they've chosen a mascot for their team. But Washington County, just WC and the green tops and the white bottoms, and they're getting ready as Sean Church has just stepped up to the plate, and it looks like he's going to get all of his team ready for fielding here as he, in frustration, mishit one there. But it's a beautiful day here. Everybody's struggling with a little bit of traffic that was coming in from 290 has been the talk of the town here as far as the WC crowd goes. But nonetheless, the whole team is here and everybody is ready to play, or at least they're getting ready right now, getting warmed up with the outfield and the infield as Cook manager Sean Church is hitting some balls out there, playing some pepper, and getting everybody ready to get used to this field. over here in Elgin. Old school ballpark with old school dugouts. Looks like the Sandlot out here, if anybody watched that old movie. And right now it's so traditional to that. It's a dirt infield with a natural grass outfield. So that always has its pros and cons. Of course, I love to see that look on any baseball field, but it does create some awkward bounces for the teams to deal with here. So that will be something to keep an eye out for as the game progresses. As is with any game, whether it's baseball or softball, the team that has the least amount of errors is usually the one that's going to win. So when those errors can be induced by the environment, always something to keep an eye on. So as we get started here, we'll be back with a game time weather update here after a quick word from our sponsors. So we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
With Whataburger's new Bigger Better Bundles, you can upgrade your favorite Whata meal into two meals. You can add a kid's Whata meal for $4 and take it home to your little you. Or you can add a Double Meat Junior Whata meal for $5 and save it for later. For you, you. Or you can add a Whata Wings 9-piece for $6 and just enjoy that now. Yep, with Bigger Better Bundles, you can bring the kids along. Or give it to your Uncle Mo. Or stop by and surprise your coworkers. Upgrade your Whata meal with Bigger Better Bundles for a limited time. Only at Whataburger.
And back to Elgin, Texas, as we're getting ready for a minor softball matchup in the sectionals tournament or the Little League All-Stars. It's Washington County against Smithsville. And just taking a look at the weather, I did mention it is a beautiful day here in Elgin. Nice 91 degrees out right now. And the heat index has it feeling like 91. And winds very low right now, 7 miles per hour, with wind gusts only getting up to 10 miles per hour. And humidity at a low 51%, especially for what we are used to. So ideal weather and a perfect day here in Elgin to play some softball. Now, of course, it is a sunny day, but there is a little bit of cloud coverage providing a little bit of relief from that heat. At a nice 91 degrees, of course, cool for a summer day in Texas. That's the game time weather update, and we'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez from Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Texas Farm Credit in Brenham is ready to serve and help you in every way possible by providing you with competitive and flexible financing. Whether you need financing for land, cattle, hunting properties, ranches, or even home mortgages, we have you covered. At Texas Farm Credit, we also offer pasture and livestock insurance to protect you and your livelihood. For more information, visit TexasFarmCredit.com, call us at 979-836-2572, or stop by and meet with us in person at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham. We'd also like to congratulate and wish good luck to all of our Washington County All-Stars.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
And welcome back to KWHI Sports as we're in Elgin. A beautiful weather as we just went over the game time weather update. And now it's Washington County over in right field, and they have won the toss, so they will be the home team playing in the right dugout and batting in the bottom of the innings. Of course, always an advantage in a close game as it gives you the opportunity to walk off and always better to respond. And now they're over on third base, huddle up, taking a knee as they will get through all of their pregame rituals to make sure they get off to a hard stop. And they're making plenty of noise, plenty of energy coming from WC. Washington County seems ready to play. On the other side, Smithsville is over in their dugout as they've done some warming up as we get closer and closer to first pitch here. First pitch is scheduled for 6 o'clock, but may be delayed by a couple minutes, but no more than that as the weather is ideal here and there is no reason to delay a good minor softball game here. Of course, just a reminder, this is the sectional tournament for the Little League All-Stars. And both of these teams were champions in their districts. Of course, Washington County getting out of the District 13 tournament to earn a spot here today. This will be a best of three series as these are the two teams in the sectionals who were able to make it. So while today will not determine the end, it's always a great way to set the tone and get that win in game one. And we'll talk about how Washington County got here in some pregame after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store.
When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
All right, as we head back here to Elgin, here is KWHI Sports, Javi Jr., and we're getting ready to get started. But first, let's take a look at how this Washington County team has come so far to get to into this game. But first, a quick message from the Little League. Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids age 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And as we take a look at this Washington County's team journey into this game right here, it's going to be, they started off the District 13 tournament against Lee County, where they won emphatically in a dominant fashion, 16-1. They then went up against Belleville, where they had another dominant performance, particularly from their pitcher, Kinsley Hafferkamp, who ended that game with 16 strikeouts and a no-hitter. They then went up against Columbus, where they were able to beat Columbus in a narrow victory, 6-4, sending Columbus down to the elimination bracket. And they waited to see who came out of the elimination bracket. Of course, it was Columbus, who took game one against Washington County, 7-4, ending their unbeaten streak through pool play and tournament play. And then in game two, was Washington County able to bounce back, get a decisive 10-5 victory. And that is how they qualified for the sectionals here today. We'll be looking for more dominant performances as they look to get off to the right, off on the right foot here in this best of three series in the Little League sectionals. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the starting lineups.
For a century, Citizens State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbors and your trusted partners. Since 1925, we've made it our mission to support our communities with personalized service, local decisions, and the tools you need to succeed. Whether you're visiting one of our branches in Burleson, Washington, or Grimes County, or banking online at csbtx.bank, you'll always find the hometown service you can count on. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All righty, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports, and it's time for the starting lineups. Starting off with Smithville starting lineup, number 13, Jordan Wright, number 42, Zariah Campos, number 10, AJ Garza, number 14, Carly Geltmeyer, number 90, Temperance Ruhi, number 9, Harper Garza, number 5, Catherine Hodges, number 4, Grace Lonachak, number 6, Kendall Smith. Number 22, Ashton Bennett. Number 7, Chloe Cox. And number 8, Kelsey Fiercing. While in the dugout, it's manager Derek Smith and coaches Tommy Garza and Josh Wright. And now time for the Washington County starting lineup. For Washington County, leading things off is center fielder number 14, Adelin Sebastian. Then it's number 77, Briley Margis in first base. Number 11, Tegan Wilson in third base. Followed by number 7, Paisley Meyer in the cleanup spot playing shortstop. And it's Lana Wunderlich, number 94 in left field. Raylan Rosenbaum at number 99 at catcher. Lily Landaway wearing number 55. Stella Church, number 88. Followed by number 1, Finley Youngs in second base. Kinsley Haferkamp, number 13, will be on in the pitcher circle pitching today. While number 17, Callie Dismukes, will be second to last in the lineup. While and right fielder number 00, Avery Meyer, rounds up the lineup for Washington County. And in the dugout is, of course, manager Sean Church and assistant coaches G.W. Meyer and Annalise Meyer. And as they get through the lineups here, perfect timing as we get through. We will be looking at what should be the national anthem coming up. As they introduce everybody, plenty of applause from the Washington County crowd who came out to support all this way in Elgin. We're about just over an hour from Washington County, specifically from the Brenham area. So the coaches will give high fives to their players and get ready, and we will get set to get... But first, we'll introduce the umpires here. We're looking at a three-person crew, a three-umpire crew today. As, of course, the Blues will be looking for a nice, clean game here today. And now it's time for the national anthem. And now as we get going, before we get the play ball call, of course, they'll have to recite the Little League Pledge. And now's a good time to remind you that Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program. With nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world, Little League includes baseball and softball program for kids for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenge Division, a program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And now, as the coaches get together at home plate to discuss with the umpires the final saying of the rules, they will get started. As soon as we finish that, we'll get the play ball call.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
All righty, Javi Jr. here with KWHI. That does it for the pregame. We're now getting ready as we get the play ball call here in just a second as the coaches are done with their meeting with the umpires, and they'll shake hands, head over to their dugouts, and get ready to get going here. It's time to play ball, specifically minor softball here for the section Little League All-Star Sectionals Tournament. It's Washington County versus Smithsville. Taking her place in the pitcher circle is Kinsley Hafferkamp, a pitcher that we have become very familiar with here, especially been used to her having dominant performances, as every time she goes out, she puts up strikes early and often, plenty of strikeouts. A heavy strikeout pitcher for Washington County. And she's getting warmed up with Raylan Rosenbaum, who is also a tremendous catcher on this team. Not only does she do it behind the plate, she does it at the plate with swinging the bat very well. A strong hitter and a clutch hitter at that. Always seems to come through when they need her, as do many of these teams and many of these players for Washington County. Taking a look at another player that always seems to go out there and hit with plenty of power is Tegan Wilson. She'll be playing third base and has plenty of power in her bat, as we've seen a few triples from her. Showing off that power. It seems every time she hits the ball, it's getting out into the outfield. Of course, Paisley Meyer over at shortstop, also a heavy contributor to this team at shortstop, defensively and at the plate. And as we get going here, we've gotten the play ball call, and they're going to have a huddle up. A last quick word to get their minds on the right page, and they'll be ready to go. It's like manager Derek Smith will take his position over by first base. Well, I believe Josh Wright is over on third base as the assistant coach for Smithsville. Like I mentioned earlier, Washington County in green tops, white bottoms, while Smithsville is all white with orange socks, orange belt, and orange lettering. First pitch from Kinsley Haferkamp is going to get a swing and miss from Jordan Wright. So quickly, she'll get an 0-1 count. After the strike one, here's the 0-1 from Haferkamp, and that one outside, ball one to even up the count. And here's the 1-1. That one catches that knee-high outside corner, and that makes it a 1-2 count with a strike two coming from Kinsley Haferkamp. First strike was a swing and miss. This one just catches that outside corner beautifully. Next pitch up and inside. Wright able to make contact. Fouls it off to the right over the Washington County dugout. And there it is, knee-high outside corner. That's going to be a strikeout as she catches Jordan Wright looking to get her first strikeout of the game, and it comes on her very first batter that she faces. Kinsley Haferkamp looking to get off to one of her signature great high strikeout games, and she's off to a good start so far. One up, one down defensively for Washington County. That'll bring up now number 42, Zariah Campos of Smithsville. That first one will be ball one. And she'll step off to take a look at her wristband. Wonder what she's got written down there. And next one's a swing and a miss. And that's going to be a 1-1 count with a strike one. So that's Kinsley Haferkamp evens up the count. She looks to keep the strikes coming. Here's the 1-1, and that one's going to be fouled up into the stands. And that will give her strike two. So with a 1-2 count, back into the box steps Campos. And Haferkamp gets ready, winds up. Here's the 1-2, another swing and a miss, and another strikeout for Kinsley Haferkamp. Two up, two down, both with strikeouts. And now Washington County is one out away defensively from getting a three-up, three-down inning. Of course, when you're the home team, that's always a great way to start the first inning. Looking to do that. Here's Kinsley Haferkamp with the first pitch. And she's able to catch the strike zone again, this time on the upper outside corner. And she is living on the outside corners right now as she pitches to A.J. Garza. And a big swing, big miss. Gets an 0-2 count. Strike two. Kinsley Haferkamp can make it a three-pitch strikeout. Here comes the pitch. And Garza able to get hold of that one, but fouls it back to her right. Just off the top of her bat, and now she'll face the 0-2. And that 0-2 will be a riser that goes well above the strike zone. Garza able to see that one the whole way. And she smartly takes it for ball one. Here's the 1-2, and Haverkamp does it on the very next one. Gets a swing and a miss from A.J. Garza. And that's a three-up, three-down inning for Washington County defensively as they get off to as good a start as you can have. We'll be back for the bottom of the first inning after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try Bluebell cookie cake ice cream. A sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. This cookie cake ice cream really takes the cake.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Getting set and ready for the bottom of the first inning here in Elgin as Washington County came out hot defensively. They get three up, three down with three strikeouts from Kinsley Haverkamp. Now taking the pitcher's circle will be a pitcher for Smithsville. That's going to be number 10, A.J. Garza, a right-handed pitcher against the lefty pitcher Kinsley Haverkamp is who Smithsville will have out there. And leading things off for Washington County is number 14, Adeline Sebastian. And first pitch up and inside. We'll make it ball one. And Adeline Sebastian, a player that recently came on for Washington County last couple games, coming back off injury. And Washington County has been ecstatic to have her, and as she's going to take her first at bat and get on base, unfortunately with a hit by pitch, but she shakes it off and now showing a little bit of signs of pain over on first base. She did a good running it off, but looks like she wasn't able to shake it off as she gets to first base and is now holding that thigh. She got hit pretty good on that left thigh there. So first hitter on base for Washington County, a lead off hit by pitch. And head umpire is going to head over to the dugout. And I guess a conversation about the music, maybe? Looks like he's not a fan of the walkout song that they chose, maybe? No, I'm just kidding. Probably just the volume level, so he'll give them a fair warning, and we'll keep going here. Of course, every park has different rules for these kinds of things, so it's always an adjustment for the teams in every new tournament. And now we're good to go again. Next first pitch by A.J. Garza is going to be up high. Well, I guess her first pitch was a hit by pitch. Now she's pitching to Briley Margist, who is going to smartly take that one for a ball one. Next one will be a swing and miss on a pitch up and inside from A.J. Garza. Will even up the count with a strike one. And A.J. Garza creates a little bit of a strike streak here as she gets strike two in there past Margist. Brings up a 1-2 count. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a miss by Margist will create the strikeout, but does allow for Adeline Sebastian to go ahead and steal second base. That'll be the first stolen base for Washington County in this ball game. And up comes Tegan Wilson, who I mentioned in the pregame has plenty of power in her bat. And she's going to hit a hard chopper to second base and will not be able to beat the throw, but does advance Adeline Sebastian to third base. So with two outs, up comes the cleanup hitter for Washington County. That's Paisley Meyer. And with two outs, she has a runner on third that a hit will bring home. Or really a hit or any Smithville mistake. Whether it's a wild pitch, Washington County will take a run any way they can get it. First pitch, a riser from Garza, and a swing and miss from Paisley Meyer will bring up strike one. Here's the 0-1 from Garza, and that one inside, a wild pitch, but not wild enough to bring home Adeline Sebastian. Though it will bring up ball one to even up the count. And the 1-1, a rising pitch way up high. Paisley Meyer able to see that one the whole way and smartly takes it for a ball two. And with the 3-1 count, Garza able to find the bottom end of the strike zone. And Paisley Meyer takes it, but it's a strike two. So full count coming up to Paisley Meyer with a runner on third. And she's able to make contact, but it comes off the top of her bat and goes back into the netting. She'll keep herself alive in the full count. And next pitch down low, she'll happily take that and take her base on first base. So now runners on the corners for Washington County after the walk to Paisley Meyer. And up comes Alana Wunderlich. First pitch will be fouled right side. Bring up strike one. Good job by Alana Wunderlich to see that one and make contact. Just a little late on it, pushes it to the right. And here's the 0-1, and that one too far inside for the umpire. We'll even up the count with ball one. So a two-out situation here, and Alana Wunderlich looking to come up with a clutch hit for Washington County. With a runner on third, and on that last pitch, Paisley Meyer advancing to second. Now two runners in scoring position for Washington County. As Lana Wunderlich faces a 2-1 count with two outs. Here's the 2-1, and able to make contact again, but pushes it right to even up the count with a strike two on the foul ball. But Lana Wunderlich is seeing the ball well, just needs to adjust the timing, and she'll come up clutch. So she's going to choke up on the bat a little bit here and shorten up the swing. And next one's a pitch way up high. A wild pitch, not wild enough to score a run, but does create a full count for Lana Wunderlich. So now two batters in a row, two full counts. Of course, the last one ended up in a walk for Meyer. And this one will be a strikeout as Lana Wunderlich swings and misses on the full count pitch. And Washington County leaves two runners on base as A.J. Garza for Smithville comes up with a clutch strikeout to get her team out of the inning with her second strikeout of the inning. So that leaves this game scoreless through one inning. We'll be back for the top of the second after a word from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games. Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's farm fresh eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
And back to Elgin, Texas, where we're getting ready for the top of the second inning. Kinsley Haverkamp will take her position back in the pitcher's circle as she'll look to build on her three-up, three-down inning with three strikes. And she'll do so here on the very first pitch, catching that knee-high outside corner where she is living, where she loves to paint the corners, and that's going to make it into strike one. Next one will be a swing and a miss, this time on the inside corner, and that'll make it strike two. And she's batting to the cleanup hitter for Smithsville. That is Carly Geltmeyer. And there we go. That's a three-pitch strikeout for Kinsley Haverkamp as she continues her day. That's four batters faced, four strikeouts for her. As good a start as you can hope for your starting pitcher. That first pitch here as she gets ready to pitch to number 90, Temperance Ruhi. It's going to be ball one, but she gets right back on track with the next pitch. Niha on that inside corner, 1-1. Yeah, here's the 1-1 with one out from Haverkamp and a check swing there, but nonetheless, Haverkamp catches that knee-high outside corner yet again and brings up strike two. As she continues to find that corner with ease. And the 1-2, a riser way above the head there of Ruhi is going to bring up a 2-2 count, evening up the count with a ball two. And there we go on the very next one. Bottom part of the strike zone catches Ruhi looking. And that's five batters up, five strikeouts for Kinsley Haverkamp. And she keeps the strikeout streak alive to start this ball game. That'll bring up number nine, Harper Garza. Two outs. Here's the pitch from Haverkamp. And that pitch outside. Ball one. Good job by Garza. Good eye to keep look that one in. And on the 1-0, upper outside corner from Haverkamp. Evens up the count with a strike one. Every time she throws a ball, she hasn't thrown consecutive balls yet. And there we go. After the strike, she gives her another one. This time knee-high on that outside corner. Induces a big swing, but a big miss from Garza. Strike two. 1-2 count coming up. Kinsley Haverkamp winds up. And there she goes, upper outside corner again. Another strikeout. That's six batters face, six strikeouts for Kinsley Haverkamp. What a start she is up to here for this Washington County team. Of course, not anything we're not used to from her, so not surprised, but definitely a pleasant way to start the ball game, as I'm sure manager Sean Church loves to see that from his starting pitcher. That'll now bring up Smithsville in the bottom of the second inning, and we'll be back with the bottom of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star team currently competing in the Little League sectional tournament.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And back to Elgin for the bottom of the second inning. Right now it's Raylan Rosenbaum leading things off for Washington County as A.J. Garza is pitching to her. And the first three pitches have gone by, and Rosenbaum has stayed disciplined, letting all three go by for balls, bringing up a 3-0 count. And here's the 3-0. Rosenbaum's going to put a hard ground ball right to the pitcher's circle. Can she beat the throw? Yes, she can. That's going to be a leadoff runner here for Washington County. So Raylan Rosenbaum comes up big with a leadoff single. And brings up Lily Landaway, number 55 for Washington County. She comes out to some Biggie Smalls. And first pitch, gets a hold of it, but just a hair late on it. Pushes it right over the Washington County dugout for a foul ball, strike one. Here's the 0-1, and able to make contact again, but this time off the top of the bat, skips off of it, and goes back for another foul ball. And here's the 0-2, and that hits. And that it looked like it may have hit Lily Landaway. It did. It hit her on the wrist. So that's another hit by pitch. And puts another runner on for Washington County. Out comes the manager for Smithsville. That's Derek Smith. And he's going to have a conversation with the umpire as the manager thinks that may have hit off the bottom of the bat and not off of her wrist. At least that's what the Smithsville crowd was yelling over there. But, you know, these crowds are sometimes a little bit biased, so you got to make sure that the umpires get a chance to get a look at it. After all, it is their kids playing. And they're going to stick with the call as they usually do in these Little League All-Star tournaments. Of course, you got to deal with it when there's no replay. There's no booth to go to. It's just if no umpire saw it, they're always going to stick with the call. So they stick with it, and now runners on first and second with no outs for Washington County, and up comes Stella Church. And going to steal is Raylan Rosenbaum, and she's going to get it. And the throw is offline, and that allows Raylan Rosenbaum to come in and score. So Raylan Rosenbaum putting the pressure on Smithville is able to steal third base, and on the throw to third, the throw is offline and is going to create an error that allows Rosenbaum to go ahead and head home. So she will happily take that run, and that will also send Lily Landaway all the way to third base. So still up to bat will be Stella Church, but first manager, or rather coach Tommy Garza for Smithville, will have a conversation with his girls over in the infield as they have just allowed the first run of the ball game, allowing Washington County to take a 1-0 lead. Now this is a Washington County team that is dangerous with a 1-0 lead, especially with Kinsley Haberkamp in the pitcher's circle. As you see so far, she is red hot on a strikeout streak. She's faced six batters and had six strikeouts. So clearly a Washington County team is going to be hard to score against, and an error allows Washington County to put a run up on the board and take a 1-0 lead. With no outs, they still have a runner on third and Lily Landaway, and Stella Church up to bat. Next pitch from A.J. Garza is a riser, but a swing and a miss from Stella Church will bring up strike one to even up the count. And Garza keeps the strikes coming as she puts this one in the upper part of the strike zone right over the plate, making it a 1-2 count. And Stella Church able to make contact there, but just off the top of her bat, it goes behind her to her right. And she'll stay alive in the 1-2 count. And this pitch on the upper outside corner is going to be called for a strike three and a strikeout. Stella Church heads to the dugout and moans and groans from the Washington County crowd as they heavily disagree with that call. But, of course, the umpire always has the better look at it, so we'll take his word for it. And that now brings up Finley Youngs. And her first pitch, she's going to push right into the Washington County dugout for a foul ball, bringing up strike one. And Washington County getting the cheers going in the dugout, getting some energy behind their teammates. And the 0-1 is a one-hopper to the catcher to even it up with the ball one. Now with only one out on the board, still plenty of life here for Washington County looking to add to this one-run lead. And Finley Young's going to hit this one on a hard ground ball to first base. That will allow Lily Landaway to come home and score another run. That's now a two-run lead for Washington County over Smithville. As the fielder, a number four for Smithville, Grace Alonichak, decides to go to first base and not throw to home. That allows the run to come in. Puts an out on the board, but it gives Washington County a two-run lead. That'll now bring up Kinsley Haferkamp. As she will force A.J. Garza to face the first lefty of the day. And quickly it's now a 2-0 count, but on the 2-0, able to catch that knee-high outside corner is Garza, and that makes it a 2-1. Next pitch, one up high, right about eyebrow level for Haferkamp, the 3-1 count. And another strike here, this time on that outside corner, is going to fill up the count 3-2. So full count coming up for Haferkamp. Here's the pitch from Garza. Pitch up high. Haferkamp chases it up there, and that's going to make it a strikeout and end the inning for Washington County. But Washington County able to take a two-run lead here in the bottom of the second inning, so they'll get out there with a lead. And, of course, Kinsley Haferkamp has been on fire with six batters faced, six strikeouts so far. She'll be looking to keep that going as we head to the top of the third inning. Washington County up 2-0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
And now heading out here for the top of the third inning as we get ready for Smithsville to head to the plate. First batter up leading things off in the third inning is going to be Catherine Hodges, number 5 for Smithsville. His first pitch from Kinsley Haferkamp, knee-high outside corner. She's living there. Makes it a strike 1 to get things started. And, of course, like I mentioned before the break, she is currently on a 6-strikeout streak to start the game. And here she goes. She'll start it with a 2-strikeout strike streak here to get the inning started. 0-2 count coming up with that strike 2 knee-high outside corner. She's been painting the corners all day long. And that's a 3-pitch strikeout for Kinsley Haferkamp to get things started here. Upper outside corner puts the first out on the board. And with one out, up comes Lonacek. That's Grace Lonacek, a lefty for Kinsley Haferkamp. So first lefty on lefty for her. And she'll foul this one left side. She pushes it into the Smithsville dugout. And brings up strike 1. Here's the 0-1 from Haferkamp, and a swing and a miss there with some heat on that from Haferkamp. We'll make it now 0-2. And there we go, knee-high outside corner. She continues to paint that corner. It doesn't matter what side of the batter's box they are on. She just knows how to find that corner. And that now breaks it 6 pitches, 2 strikeouts for Haferkamp in this inning. That'll now bring up Kendall Smith. And right over the plate on the first pitch, freezes up Kendall Smith and brings up strike 1. Here's the 0-1 and a swing and a miss. Strike 2. And the 0-2, another swing and miss on the knee-high outside corner. Doesn't matter because you swung and missed on it anyway, and that brings up a 3rd strikeout on 9 pitches for Kinsley Haferkamp. That's what they call in the majors an immaculate, perfect inning from the pitcher's circle. I mean, that is beautiful stuff right there. She took 9 pitches and got 3 strikeouts out of it, puts up a 3-up, 3-down inning for her team, and preserves the 2-run lead for Washington County as we go to the bottom of the 3rd after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine on off the field.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
And getting set here for the bottom of the third inning, Washington County steps up to the plate with a two-run lead. They're leading 2-0. As they have put up two runs in the second inning off of and defensively working off of a perfect game so far from Kinsley Haferkamp. First pitch of Callie Dismukes all three are strikes as she fouled a couple off on a bunt attempt and then takes the third one for a strike. She gets caught looking for the strikeout from A.J. Garza. That will be A.J. Garza's fifth of the day. And that brings up now 00 Avery Meyer. First pitch from Garza to Meyer is ball one. And next one's going to be a wild pitch that gets past the catcher for Smithville and brings up a 2-0 count for Avery Meyer. And catcher Jordan Wright for Smithville had no chance at that one. And a bunt attempt by Avery Meyer there is going to go foul to her right side. Just not far out in front of the plate enough there. First step of any good bunt attempt, got to get that bat out in front of the plate. Now here's the 2-1 to Meyer, and that one low and inside brings up a 3-1 count. So with one out on the board, here's the 3-1 to Meyer, and that one's going to be fouled back to her right, full count. As Garza is able to fight back into this at-bat from the pitcher's circle, and Meyer now facing a full count. Here's full count, and Avery Meyer, a swing and a miss on a nice fastball from Garza there, will put a strikeout on the board and two outs on the board in this bottom of the third inning. So now A.J. Garza, a little bit of a strikeout streak of her own as she's struck out three in a row here, going back to last inning. And we're back to the top of the order as Adeline Sebastian steps up to the plate. First one's ball one. Next one inside, ball two. And of course, Adeline Sebastian's last time out was hit by pitch. And this one a wild pitch, low and inside. Here's a 3-0 count for Adeline Sebastian. An ideal situation. Let's see if she just takes whatever the pitcher gives her, as Garza has not been able to find the strike zone in this at-bat. Or will she take a swing? And she will, and she will put it right down. And that one will stay fair. And can she beat the throw? Umpire says no, and that'll put her out at first base and puts a three-up, three-down inning for Smithsville here in the bottom of the third as they're able to get face three Washington County batters, get them all out. Two by strikeout. The next one was thrown out at first. Last one was thrown out at first, and that'll take us to the top of the fourth inning with Washington County leading 2-0 after a scoreless third inning. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Builders Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And right now, Washington County rocking and rolling, especially Kinsley Haferkamp, who don't want to give the announcer's curse, but is currently on a perfect game. She's faced nine batters and has had nine strikeouts. She'll now face center fielder number 22, Ashlyn Bennett for Smithsville. Another left-handed batter. And after she gets a strike ahead with a strike 0-1, on the next one, she'll get a swing and a miss from Bennett to make it 0-2. Here's the 0-2 from Haferkamp, and knee-high outside corner, three-pitch strikeout. She will keep the strikeouts a-coming.
Now batting number 7, Chloe.
That now puts her on her, in double-digit strikeouts, on her 10th batter. Up comes number 7, Chloe Cox. And that one outside, 1-0. Cox gets set, and here's the 1-0 pitch from Haferkamp. This one low and outside. Ball two brings up a 2-0 count. Here's the 2-0, and that one off the glove of Raylan Rosenbaum. Brings up a 3-0 count after that pass ball. One already down. Here's the 3-0. And there we go. Knee-high inside corner. Gets on the board with a strike. Strike one. 3-1 count coming up. And this one on that upper outside corner. Full count. Kinsley Haferkamp battles back from a 3-0 count. Now fills it up. And one strikeout away from her 11th strikeout. Here's the full count, and Chloe Cox able to get a bat on that one and fouls it right side. Another full count try here from Haferkamp, and this one outside will give a walk to Smithsville. As Chloe Cox gets walked as the second batter in this inning. And unfortunately, there goes the perfect game for Kinsley Haverkamp, but a perfect game through three innings is definitely impressive, and she still has her no-hitter. That'll now bring up the next batter for Smithsville, which will be number 8, Kelsey Frierson. Kinsley Haverkamp will catch her looking with a knee-high outside corner pitch. Strike one. Here's the 1-1 from Haverkamp. And that one, a wild pitch that gets away there. And that will allow Chloe Cox to head over to second base with one out. Now a runner in scoring position for Smithsville, and it is their first runner of the day. First player to get on base. Kelsey Frierson steps back in and was facing a 1-1 count. And this one off the glove there is going to be gathered up by Raylan Rosenbaum, who goes to third base. And the throw not in time will allow the runner now to get to third. Now Chloe Cox for Smithsville has put them in prime position to try to cut into this 2-0 deficit. But first, Kelsey Frierson will have to deal with this 1-2 count and a swing and a miss. A strikeout for Kinsley Haverkamp. That puts two outs on the board, and Washington County looking to leave the runner stranded. On third base, all they need is a strikeout or a ground out to get that done. Any kind of out gets them out of this one with their 2-0 lead. First pitch from Haverkamp, a check swing from Jordan Wright. Umpire says she went around, so strike one. Here's the 0-1 from Haverkamp. A one hopper comes off the face mask of Rosenbaum, but good job to stay in front of it, as the crowd says, way to use your head, as it goes off of her face mask. But hey, got to get in front of it any way that you can. Brings up a 1-1 count. And this one, knee high on that outside corner, brings up strike two. As that freezes up Jordan Wright. And a swing and a miss on the 1-2. We'll put another strikeout on the board for Kinsley Haverkamp. That now puts her at 12 on the evening on 13 batters faced. And most importantly, preserves a Washington County lead as they still lead 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
All And we'll head back here to Elgin, where A.J. Garza for Smithsville is getting warmed up to face Washington County as they will head to the plate, ready to take a crack at extending their lead right now as they lead 2-0. And leading things off for Washington County is going to be number 77, Briley Margist. Strong right-handed batter for Washington County. She will look to put this game out of reach with how good Washington County has been playing defensively. 2 runs might be enough, but you know what they say, you can never have too many insurance runs. So they'll be looking to add some more here. Bottom of the fourth inning, Washington County 2-0, and first pitch will be a swing and a miss from Margist. Brings up an 0-1 count. Here's the 0-1 from Garza. And that one up or outside corner. 0-2. Oh, it looks like we missed a pitch there. It's actually a 1-2 count. As the umpire gives us the count. And next one up high, rising the whole way, way over the head of Marches there. She's able to see that one the whole way and easily takes it for 2-2 to even up the count. And on the 2-2, this pitch inside, full makes the count full with a 3. So now Briley Margist facing a full count. Can she turn this at-bat into her at-bat, get a hit here or a walk? She'll take a walk as that one up high over the strike zone will send her to first base. A leadoff walk here for Washington County puts a runner on. And that will now bring up Tegan Wilson, who's probably one of the hardest hitters on this team. As far as sheer power off the bat. But first, umpire heading over to the dugout. Have a quick conversation with Washington County and the coaching staff. But we're now ready to go. And first pitch up high to Tegan Wilson will allow Briley Margist to advance to second on the wild pitch. And they will happily take that for runner in scoring position, but they're going to send her back to first. Maybe saying that she went early, I believe. Nonetheless, on the 1-0 count, pitch inside makes it 2-0. So after Briley Margist got put on first with a walk, she's now out. Not exactly clear as to why. And next pitch up high, a swing and miss by Tegan Wilson. Puts a strike one on the board, 2-1 count. And knee-high inside corner by Garza there. Evens up the count with a strike two on Tegan Wilson. As she jams her up. And now manager Sean Church giving Tegan Wilson the go-ahead. Anything close, you got to swing on here. 2-2, and Tegan Wilson's going to pop this one up into foul territory. It is playable, but Smithsville not able to get a read on it. Will foul harmlessly in foul territory. And now that keeps it at 2-2. Tegan Wilson keeps herself alive with that contact. It's 2-2 from Garza. This one inside. Full. Should be a full count, but they'll keep it at 2-2. Here's the 2-2, and that one inside. Now we'll get a full count. Well, full count coming up for Tegan Wilson. And on the full count, a pitch up high, that'll be a walk. So with one out, Tegan Wilson will get on base as she has walked here. Technically two walks start off this bottom of the fourth inning, but first one, Bradley Marges out at second. All right, that'll bring up Paisley Meyer, and she'll take the first one, 0-1. Strike one to Paisley Meyer. Guards are looking to build on that 0-1, and Paisley Meyer is going to rip this one right down the third base line. All she has to do is beat the throw to first, and she does exactly that. Great hustle there from Paisley Meyer. Puts a hard ground ball right down the third base line and gets chopping over to first base and able to beat the throw ever so slightly. A bang bang play at first base goes to Washington County. So now runners on first and second with one out. And up comes manager Derek Smith. He's going to have a chat with the umpire there. I believe that Derek Smith is trying to argue that she did not beat the throw, but she definitely looked safe to us and the Washington County crowd. But of course, that's what you expect for the Washington County crowd to see. So that will induce a conference here between the umpires, and as they come to a decision, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League sectional tournament.
With Whataburger's new Bigger Better Bundles, you can upgrade your favorite Whata meal into two meals. You can add a kid's Whata meal for $4 and take it home to your little you. Or you can add a Double Meat Junior Whata meal for $5 and save it for later. For you, you. Or you can add a Whata Wings 9-piece for $6 and just enjoy that now. Yep, with Bigger Better Bundles, you can bring the kids along. Or give it to your Uncle Mo. Or stop by and surprise your coworkers. Upgrade your Whata meal with Bigger Better Bundles for a limited time. Only at Whataburger.
Texas Farm Credit in Brenham is ready to serve and help you in every way possible by providing you with competitive and flexible financing. Whether you need financing for land, cattle, hunting properties, ranches, or even home mortgages, we have you covered. At Texas Farm Credit, we also offer pasture and livestock insurance to protect you and your livelihood. For more information, visit texasfarmcredit.com, call us at 979-836-2572, or stop by and meet with us in person at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham. We'd also like to congratulate and wish good luck to all of our Washington County All-Stars.
Base at first with the walk, and now bases loaded situation for Washington County with two outs. So only one out to work with, but a bases loaded situation for Washington County, where a hit will definitely score a run. A good hit may score multiple. And that will bring up Lily Landaway. First pitch to Landaway, and that pitch up high. Easily takes that for ball one. And now with the bases loaded, nowhere to put the runners, a walk will also score a run. And 1-0 up high, 2-0 for the ball two. First two pitches to Landaway up high, and she has no problem seeing those. And this one fouled behind her to her right for a foul ball. That'll bring up strike one, making it a 2-1 count to Landaway. And Landaway's last time out was hit by pitch, and they'll take that again if it's what they need to score another run and extend this lead. But instead, it'll be a high pitch way over the strike zone there, and Landaway will happily take that for ball three, 3-1 count coming up. And, of course, as I mentioned, a walk does score a run, so Washington County will happily take a walk here, and Landaway will swing on that one. That one was over, was going to be in the strike zone, so good job to swing there. Makes contact, but pushes it right for a foul ball and a 3-2 count. So count goes full, and up steps Lily Landaway. Back into the batter's box, facing a full count. Oh, but she'll step back out of the batter's box. And now steps back in. Here's 3-2, a swing and a miss. And a clutch strikeout there from A.J. Garza prevents Washington County from extending the lead and leaves three runners, bases loaded, stranded for Washington County. But Washington County still enjoying a two-run lead as we head to the top of the fifth. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
And back for the top of the fifth inning. Here is Smithville up to bat. First one, a bunt attempt off Afrikamp. Will go up into the right side netting for a foul ball and a strike one. And the batter up is Zariah Campos, number 42 for Smithville. Here's the 0-1, and that one pitch low and outside from Afrikamp. Evens it up with the ball one. And the 1-1 fouled up again. And Zariah Smith doing a good job making contact, just not able to get it in play. And that brings up a 1-2 count after that foul ball. And next pitch, a low and away. Evens up the count with a ball two. A good eye there from Zariah Campos. She looks that one in to even up the count. 2-2 from Afrikamp. A swing and a miss on a pitch outside. Campos definitely chased that one there. And Afrikamp will take that for another strikeout.
Now batting number 10, AJ.
And that will bring up number 10, AJ Garza, for a pitcher-on-pitcher duel at the plate. First pitch from Haferkamp. That one inside. Too far inside. 1-0. So after a ball one from Haferkamp, Garza will be facing a 1-0 count. And Haferkamp already with 13 strikeouts on the day. And a swing and a miss there will put a strike on the board, even it up. We'll deal with an even count here, 1-1. Garza will tap home plate and get ready for the next pitch, and she'll swing at the next one right over the plate, and it makes contact, but it goes off the top of her bat and goes foul behind her for an 1-2 count. Strike two on the foul ball. Been a tremendous defensive game for Washington County as they've only allowed one runner on base so far. Kinsley Haferkamp takes a look at the ball in her glove and winds up for a 1-2. And this one fouled back. Good job by Garza to make some contact there as that one was definitely in the strike zone. One, two count coming up for Garza, and she's going to foul this one hard right side for a foul ball. Thankfully, that didn't get into the dugout because that would have taken someone's head off. She hit that one powerfully there. Unfortunately, pulls it right for a foul ball, and she'll stay alive 1-2 now. Here's the 1-2 from Haferkamp, and a swing and a miss on a pitch outside. We'll put a strikeout on the board. Another one for Kinsley Haferkamp. As she gets A.J. Garza to chase one outside for the strikeout. As she goes down swinging, that will now bring up Carly Giltmeyer. With two outs on the board, she'll be showing bunt, and that one will go off the top of her bat. Good job of getting the bat out in front of the plate, but not able to catch the ball with it as it doesn't catch it squarely. It goes off the top for a foul ball, strike one. And she'll show a bunt again and miss it there. Knee-high outside corner. Haferkamp able to avoid the bat of Geltmeyer and puts it in there for a strike. 0-2. Umpire calls time and says now we're ready to go. Haferkamp's going to wind up with the 0-2. And that one too low makes it ball one. A 1-2 count from Haferkamp, and a swing and a miss. Strike three, another strikeout, another three-strikeout inning for Kinsley Haferkamp. That preserves Washington County's lead 2-0 as we go into the bottom of the fifth after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com. to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
For 100 years, Citizen State Bank has been rooted in the heart of our communities. From 1925 to today, we've been your trusted partner, delivering local service, local decisions, and a commitment to helping our neighbors thrive. With branches across Burleson, Washington, and Grimes County, we're proud to offer modern conveniences like online and digital banking, backed by friendly local faces. Citizen State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank. Member FDIC.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
And as we head back here for the top of the bottom of the fifth inning, up with Stella Church to lead things off, but four quick pitches are all balls, and she'll head over to first base on a leadoff walk. And next one by Finley Youngs will be popped up into the infield and mishandled by the shortstop Campos. And the throw late to second will allow both runners to reach first and second. So now Stella Church heads over to second. Finley Youngs will take first base. And Washington County with no outs has runners on first and second with Kinsley Haverkamp up to bat. And she'll take a big cut, but cuts right through for a strike there. And hard swing there would have been a huge hit, but unable to make it happen on the first pitch. She has plenty more opportunities coming up. Here's the 0-1 from Garza. And that pitch outside, ball one to even it up. And next pitch up high, about eye level for Haverkamp, called ball two. As catcher Jordan Wright for Smithville will frequently walk the ball up to the pitcher's circle, just trying to prevent any stolen bases from happening. But A.J. Garza on the next pitch, knee high on that outside corner to even it up with strike two. And Haverkamp steps off to take a deep breath. She now has two strikes. She'll have to swing at anything close. Here's 2-2 count, and that one upper outside corner is a strike three. Puts the first out on the board with a strikeout by Garza to Haverkamp. It says Haverkamp to the dugout. So as Haverkamp heads to the dugout, that will now bring up Callie Dismukes with runners on first and second and only one out on the board. First pitch, she'll foul left side. So off the foul ball, strike one. And that pitch, upper outside corner, two strikes in a row from Garza. Strike two, 0-2 count coming up. And on that 0-2, a swing and a miss on a high pitch by Dismukes. Makes it a three-pitch strikeout, puts two outs on the board for Smithville defensively. And Dismukes shaking her head as she realizes that's one that she maybe should have just taken, but of course, hindsight, 20-20. Gotta love the effort. Better to go down swinging than get caught looking. As she heads out to the dugout, up comes Avery Meyer. Ready, And on 1-0, that's a swing and a miss from Avery Myers. Strike one. An umpire is going to call a time. Looks like. As Avery Meyer goes to speak to Coach G.W. Meyer, she's sent back to the batter's box because it seems to be an injury timeout for Stella Church, as manager Sean Church will go check up on her. And during an injury timeout, a player could not receive direction from a coach, so that's what Avery Meyer was looking to do as she ran over to G.W. Meyer. She'll have to stay put in the batter's box, and they'll get a courtesy runner for Stella Church. Looks like that's Callie Dismukes who heads out. And next pitch comes in from A.J. Garza on a quick pitch, and that will make it a 1-2 count, as that is strike two. And next pitch up and inside, easily called for a ball. For a ball two, 2-2 coming up. And with that 2-2, now full, as that one's up and away, easily taken for a ball by Avery Meyer. Good eye there. Now runners on first and second with two outs, got ourselves a full count. Avery Meyer will take that one up high for ball four. And we got ourselves another bases loaded situation with two outs for Washington County. Of course, last time Washington County, which was last inning, had bases loaded with two outs, they were not able to capitalize as they left all three runners stranded. They'll be looking to not repeat that here in this bottom inning, as they would love to add to their lead, already up 2-0. And back to the top of the order, Adeline Sebastian will take on the first pitch, and it will catch that upper outside corner for a strike one. And next pitch, a hard ground ball by Adeline Sebastian. Can they outrun the throw to first? And safe at first. That allows Dismukes to score, and hesitation from Smithsville will allow Finley Youngs to score. So now Washington County doubles their lead, 4-0 for Washington County in the bottom of the fifth inning, which definitely spells trouble for Smithsville as they've been shut out already. They will now need 4 runs with their last 3 outs to try to get back into this ballgame. And just in total, frustration all around. From the dugout, from the coaches, the crowd of Smithsville having. And a little bit of a discussion going on between the dugout and the umpire for the Smithsville dugout with the umpire, head umpire. And it looks like we will get a quick conference between the umpires, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors with the decision.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
And as you hear the clapping going on right now, is because during the break, right before we came back, able to score was Avery Meyer as she heads home on a error by the third baseman of Smithville. That's number 14, Carly Geltmeyer, who's not able to get a hold of the ball. And Avery Meyer heads home, and Adeline Sebastian heads to third base as she slides in safely. And now 5-0 is the advantage for Washington County. Now two runs who may have done it with the way that Washington County is pitching and playing defensively. But, of course, like I mentioned earlier, you can never have too many insurance runs. So now up 5-0, here comes Tegan Wilson. And Tegan Wilson's going to rip one into left field. That will fall in, and coming in to score is Adeline Sebastian. And heading to third is Briley Margis, and she will stay right there at third base. And happily, Washington County will take the 6-run lead. A wonderful two-out rally here for them. With two outs, they have been able to score 4 runs. And this hit right down the third base line. A beautiful hit from Paisley Meyer. Head umpire called it fair, but third base umpire says no, not quite. It does make it over the foul line, over the third base line for a foul ball. And that will bring up a strike one for Paisley Meyer instead of a beautiful hit right down the third base line. As close as it gets there, looking for it to have eyes on it, but it comes up blind and brings up an 0-1 count to Paisley Meyer. And a pitch up high there for Paisley Meyer is going to even up the count 2-2. Washington County looking to keep this two-out rally where they have tripled their lead from 2 runs to 6 runs. And that pitch up high to Paisley Meyer, gets the scoreboard, was missing a ball there as they call that ball 4. But a timeout from the umpire. And they will call back Paisley Meyer as they catch the mistake. That should be a full count, and it will be a full count now. And full count. Paisley Meyer puts it right down the third baseline again, but again it goes foul. Comes up blind, and now she'll stay alive in the full count, but she would love for that to be a hit and extend this lead. So here's the full count to Paisley Meyer. That one well above her head. She'll take the walk and load the bases for Washington County. So with 2 outs, they've brought in 4 runs and now have the bases loaded yet again. Of course, I mentioned that last time they had bases loaded and 2 outs, they were struck out and unable to capitalize. They have really turned the tide in this bases loaded situation. As with bases loaded and 2 outs, they've scored 4 runs and now have the bases loaded yet again. And here A.J. Garza pitching to Lana Wunderlich. And she'll take the first one, a swing and a miss. She'll swing and miss at the first one, 0-1. Next one, another swing and miss on one up high that she probably shouldn't have chased after, and it'll be a strike two. And she chases that one up over the zone. And now facing an 0-2 is Lana Wunderlich, and she's going to pop this one up, and that one will fall right in front of the pitcher circle. If she can outrun the throw, which she can and does, that'll be another run, and another run as Tegan Wilson comes around for the second run scored. That's now 6 runs scored for Washington County here in the bottom of the 5th inning as the wheels have fallen off for Smithsville. What has now become a 6-run, 2-out rally. And that one was caused by an error as Anna Wunderlich did outrun the throw to first, but it was no question about it because the throw came in over the head of the first baseman for Smithsville, so ultimately it will be an error. And now it will be Raylan Rosenbaum will be hit by pitch, and the bases will be loaded again. After 2 runs scored, the bases are now back to loaded. Here comes Lily Landaway, but first a conversation from Coach Garza and Pitcher Garza. I don't know if we're getting a pitching change, but we'll take a break and allow Coach to make his decision. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan-College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. 3 really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And back to round up the bottom of the 5th inning, Washington County with Lily Landaway up to be the last hitter as to go all the way through the lineup. All 12 batters have seen the pitcher A.J. Garza here. She pops it up, and that one will be grabbed by the catcher and stepped on home base for the final out of the inning. That retires Washington County side, but not before they were able to get bases loaded in a 2-out situation and an amazing 2-out rally that allows them to score 6 runs as they quadruple their lead. From 2 runs to 8 runs, they now lead 8-0 and need 3 outs to end this ball game in the sectional tournament. We'll be back with the top of the 6th inning after a word from our sponsors. And we'll be right back with the top of the 6th inning after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And back to Elgin for the top of the sixth inning in the sectionals game one, and game one of the sectionals tournament between Washington County and Smithville. And right now it's Washington County leading 8-0 as Haverkamp has jumped ahead of this count 0-2. And she is batting, and she is pitching to Temperance Ruhi for Smithville. And on the next pitch, it's outside, ball one. For a 1-2 count, and here's the 1-2 from Haverkamp. And that one not able to catch that knee-high outside corner. Ball two evens up the count. And up 8 runs. Here's the 2-2 from Haverkamp. Right on down the middle. Over the plate. And catches Ruhi looking. And that puts another strikeout on the board for Kinsley Haverkamp as she starts off this top of the sixth inning with a strikeout to put the first out on the board. And now Smithville down to their last two outs to try to overcome the 8-run deficit. First pitch from Haverkamp here to Garza, and that one is in there for a strike one. And she'll come back quickly with a second pitch, and this time knee-high outside corner. Gets a swing and a miss from Garza, 0-2. And another swing and a miss, strike three, and a second strikeout in a row for Kinsley Haverkamp. And now down to their last out is Smithville. And barring a miracle here, Washington County should be coming away with a game one victory here in the sectional tournament for the minor softball. And up is Hodges up for Smithville, and she'll swing and miss at the first one for strike one. And really, I guess the only real question right now is Haverkamp going to come out of this one with another no-hitter? A swing and a miss from Hodges there. Knee-high outside corner from Haverkamp. And she's one strike away from her no-hitter victory shutout. And she gets it right there. Catches Hodges looking. And that's a strikeout to end the ball game. Fittingly so for Kinsey Haverkamp as she faces 19 batters and gets 18 strikeouts. A dominant performance from her and this Washington County team as the bats came out to match as they put up 8 runs with a 6-run, 2-out rally in the fifth inning and a dominant victory here in game one of the Little League All-Stars Minor Softball Sectionals Tournament for Washington County. Gotta love that victory, and we'll be back with some post-game after a word from our sponsors. That's the ball game.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All righty, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports getting ready for the post game. And a dominant performance right now for Washington County as they just won 8-0 against Smithville in the opening game one of the Little League All-Star Sectional Tournament for minor softball. They came out with that victory after going. After having 2 runs in the first 4 innings, it looked like it was going to be a close game. But after a 2-out rally where they scored another 6 runs, that produced the eight-run win that we saw here today. But, of course, the star was Kinsley Hafferkamp as she faces 19 batters and gets 18 strikeouts. That's right, 18 strikeouts in a no-hitter victory. The only thing preventing her from having a perfect game was a walk earlier in the ballgame. So a dominant performance from Kinsley Hafferkamp and a dominant performance from her team to match. Washington County able to get the victory 8-0. And we'll be back with some more postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
For a century, Citizens State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbors and your trusted partners. Since 1925, we've made it our mission to support our communities with personalized service, local decisions, and the tools you need to succeed. Whether you're visiting one of our branches in Burleson, Washington, or Grimes County, or banking online at csbtx.bank, you'll always find the hometown service you can count on. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925, member FDIC.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
And Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports for the post-game wrap-up. Right now, plenty of smiling faces for Washington County as they got as dominant a victory as they could ask for. And, of course, it's always easier to smile when you get the victory, especially when it's in the fashion that they just did. All-around team effort was as close to perfect as you can get. The only reason Kinsley Haverkamp did not have a perfect game was the fact that she had a walk earlier, but she does get a no-hitter facing 19 batters. She gets 18 strikeouts in a dominant performance. So, way to set the tone here in Game 1 of the Little League Minor Softball All-Stars Sectional Tournament here in Elgin, and they get off to an ideal start as you can ask for. And, of course, everybody, it's a long drive home, about a little over an hour away, so always a nicer drive when you can get the victory. So that's going to be it for today. Javi Jr. with KWHI Sports signing off after an 8-0 victory for Washington County over Smithville. And I'll catch you next time.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
first broadcast of the Washington County Little League All-Star Game was made possible by these sponsors: Dahman & Associates, Woodson Lumber Company, Kiki Egg Farm, Glenn College, Cody Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Wellman Insurance, BBR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizens State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Ingenera Tile, Felder's Buy and Bud, Coaches Insurance, K&H Portable Toilets, Burn Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, La Morella's Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architectural, ATB and Brenham, Quincy Water Well Service, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Seal, Eric and Test with Cedar Frame, Whataburger and Brenham, Thielemann General Construction, Brandis Graphics, Bank of Brenham, Cedal Schrader, Double D Glass Service, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, and the Thrivent Financial Group. The final score, Washington County 8 to Smithville 0. This has been a presentation of K2HI Sports.